Welcome to Teach Kids, a public service commentary by Child Evangelism Fellowship, helping you teach truth to the kids in your life.
Have you ever had a child you're teaching just lose it? Maybe they started screaming or perhaps a fight broke out. It can be difficult to manage behavior, especially when your students have experienced trauma. Today, I'll give you four tips for handling the behavior of troubled youth. First, understand the battle. The battle is never against the young person, but against the forces of evil. Satan does not want this child to experience Jesus. Pray that God would give you wisdom and love for this particular youth. Pray over the space where you meet with her and ask God to protect her from the enemy. Pray for the child's salvation. We can't expect kids to behave apart from a relationship with Jesus. Depending on the situation, you may be the only person who's praying for this kid. That's a huge privilege and responsibility. Remember that ultimately, Jesus is the only person who can bring about change in the life and family of the child. Second, build a relationship. It's important to understand why this young person may be acting out. If you never spend time getting to know him, you'll never know why he may be getting upset. A number of situations may be causing him to act out or shut down. Spend time talking with him one-on-one, asking him questions about what he enjoys, greeting him right away when you see him, learning his name, sitting with him during teaching and activities. All these things show him that you love him. Always put the relationship over the behavior problem. This creates a safe atmosphere that allows kids to shed their survival roles. Third, give choices instead of commands. Children who have experienced trauma need to have control. There is so much chaos in their life that is out of their control, and the people who should be stable in their lives aren't, so they grasp for control whenever possible. Help them have safe levels of control by giving them choices. For example, if they're acting out, instead of just saying, "You need to move over there," you could say, "We're getting a little distracted here. You can choose to sit by Miss Sally or over on the other side. Which would you like?" This moves the child away from the distraction, but does it in a way where he still has some control. If a child feels that he's being forced to do something, it may trigger a negative response. Whenever correcting a child, always do so at eye level. Eye level tells the child, "We're in this together." Fourth, create structure. Keeping to a structured schedule helps kids who have experienced trauma know what to expect. Build consistent routine and transitions. Be sure to tell them if something that day is going to be different than normal. A sudden change can trigger a child and cause them to act out or shut down. Let them know clearly what is happening that day and what the expected behavior is. If they don't handle the day well, don't reward them. Say something like, "Next week, you can try again, and I know you can do it." Or, "We all have hard days, and that's okay. Next week, I know you will nail it." If a child does shut down or act out, work together to figure out what went wrong. Ask him, "Hey, what happened? And what made you feel this way?" Those are great ways to figure out how they're feeling and what may have caused the behavior. Having yourself or someone else available to take him for a walk in an area that's visible to others is a good way to get the extra energy expended and have the privacy to talk. Those four tips are: understand the battle, build a relationship, give choices, and create structure. God bless you as you teach kids.
Teach Kids is a public service commentary by Child Evangelism Fellowship.